McLean County's top Republican says Democrats should have focused more on unifying the country rather than pursuing a second impeachment.
For 4 years, they've tried to impeach President Trump. And how sad it is that they're choosing to end that season in the same manner.
That's Connie Beard. I'm Dana Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Thursday, January 14th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now, let's lead off with Republican reaction to President Trump's second impeachment. Central Illinois Congressman Darren LaHood and Rodney Davis voted against impeachment, as they did the first time. Eric Stock reports the head of the GOP in McLean County also says impeachment was unwarranted.
McLean County Republican Party Chair Connie Beard says Democrats should have focused more on unifying the country. In President Trump's final days in office, Beard disputes claims that Trump's rhetoric pushing false claims of a stolen election led to last week's insurrection at the Capitol.
And based on the firsthand testimony from people who were there listening to the presentation, there was not an intent on his part to have the result that ended up with a small minority acting the way they did.
Beard notes about 60 Republicans and Trump supporters from McLean County attended Trump's Stop the Steal rally that preceded the riots. Beard says Republicans are being unfairly tarnished by the violent actions of a select few.
There's continued to be an effort to try to take that small group that created that violence and let them be the poster child for the Republican Party. And I think that's a sad disservice.
Beard called it a sad commentary that Democrats have focused their attention on impeachment instead of trying to heal the country and help its economy.
They decided to pursue an avenue that they've never given up. For 4 years, they've tried to impeach President Trump. And how sad it is that they're choosing to end that season in the same manner.
Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger was one of 10 Republicans who backed impeachment. It's not clear when a trial in the Senate could begin. Trump leaves office in less than a week. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Three more McLean County residents have died from COVID-19-related complications, including a man in his 40s. The death toll is now 34. About 92% of local hospital beds are occupied. Patrick Cortese has been chosen as the next chair of the McLean County Democrats. He succeeds Nikita Richards, who stepped down after less than a year at the helm. And a new judge will hear the majority of the criminal cases pending against more than 40 defendants charged with looting last summer. A judge's recent retirement shifted assignments and caseloads among judges. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. There's a twisted silver lining to the COVID-19 pandemic. Some gay and bisexual men are able to donate blood for the first time. FDA rules long forbid men who have sex with men from donating blood, dating back to the AIDS crisis. That rule was amended to allow them to donate if they'd been celibate for a year. During the COVID-19 pandemic, it's been lowered to 3 months. That's opened the door for more donors as the pandemic alters people's dating lives. But Dave Bentlin with the Prairie Pride Coalition says not everyone benefits from the rule change.
It completely excludes married same-sex couples. Gay men who've gotten married or who are in committed long-term monogamous relationships still cannot give blood under this policy. It's a policy that's based on discriminating against a class of people instead of looking at the behaviors and making the policy based on behaviors and risk factors. It's something that needs to be changed, you know, and the fact is that the Red Cross, which is one of the primary blood collectors in this nation, are completely on board with updating this policy to make it easier because they struggle with getting enough people to donate blood. I have been healthy for all of the 3 decades that this policy has been in place. I could have given gallons of blood by now. And I was not able to simply because of a wrong-headed policy that's based on outdated statistics, that's based on outdated testing procedures. And so we feel that it's a policy that continually needs to be reviewed and needs to be updated even more.
And so how did the change in policy open the door for you to donate?
Well, I had read that they had updated the policy back in April when we were in the early stages of the COVID-19 pandemic. And so I thought a little bit about it and thought, well, that's a good thing. There's still more to do. But at the same time, I hadn't really thought about how it applied personally to me. And especially when we went into, a level of isolation and mitigation that really, changed our way of lives in a lot of ways. I mean, as a single gay male, I was no longer dating because it was not safe to do so. You know, we were all isolating. And so that was not an option for me. You know, I was happy that I was in a position I was able to do it. And I signed up and I went last week. And quite honestly, it was one of the most rewarding things I have done as an adult. And I want to do it again. I want to be able to donate blood and make a difference in other people's lives. And I know a lot of my other gay and bisexual brothers would like to do the same thing. But as long as this policy remains in place and excludes extensive numbers of us from giving.
Was it strange at all to go through this experience after being excluded for so long?
Well, it was sort of strange. I mean, I remember going through the set of questions that you had to answer. And of course, we got to the one where it asked if you were a male, have sex with male, and if you have had any sexual relations in the past 3 months. But then I think the next question after that was if I was a paid sex worker. It's lumping us into all these other categories of people. And some of those questions were the right questions to ask. But the ones about men who have sex with men, and those questions were just outdated, and they really don't reflect the reality of gay men's lives today. Things have changed so much, and the ability for these folks to test the blood has changed so much that it's become a much safer option.
I'm curious what you're hearing from other gay and bisexual men in your life. Do they know that the policy exists? Are they eager to go and donate?
I don't think that this policy is really on a lot of people's radars. I don't think it's been an issue that has gotten the attention that it should get. Because of that, I don't think that a lot of gay men realize that some of them could be in a position to give blood now because of this pandemic.
That's Dave Bentlin with Prairie Pride Coalition. Before we let you go, the Central Illinois Regional Airport's Governing Board meets today at 4:30, and tonight at 6, IDOT hosts a virtual meeting about possible changes at the busy intersection of Veterans and Empire. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington. CIRA is committed to health and safety so passengers can travel with confidence and comfort. At CIRA, advanced health protection measures are in place. Ready, set, CIRA. More at CIRA.com.